Hey guys, Tim here, and I'm going to tell you how you can get all of my training programs for free. That's right, it's part of our new 12-month coaching program called Springboard, and it's designed to help gym owners who are stuck between $8,000 and $25,000 a month grow to $30,000 in stable recurring revenue. To see how Springboard can help your gym and to see which one of my training programs you get for free, visit gymownercoach.com. That's right, gymownercoach.com for more information. Now let's get into the show.
Listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
All right, welcome back to the Built to Grow podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, joined in studio today by Randy Engston. After 700 of these, you just got to make it fun.
You're just tickling your earlobes today.
The hot sounds of the Built to Grow podcast in your earlobes.
I hope you're laughing as much as we are.
Yeah.
If not, who?
They're laughing. We're laughing with you. Trust me, not at you. Nah, I think you're laughing at us, guys. All right, let's get into myth number four of the five-part series where we discuss the five myths that keep gym owners stuck below 30,000. Why 30? 30 is the survival line in the sand. For anybody that's gone from 30 to, say, 45, it's life-changing a lot of times because every market's different. All your expenses are going to be different. But on average, like we're just talking averages. Like if you can get to 45 in most markets with a 1,500 to 4,000, 5,000, 6,000 square foot studio with a handful of coaches and your normal price points and your normal rents and stuff like that, 45 becomes like you're feeling damn good about
breathing room.
Yeah, big breathing room.
Yeah,
big breathing room. So got to get you over 30. Like that's just got to be number one. And when it comes to growth of any gym, you always look back to marketing.
Mm-hmm.
But the myth that keeps you stuck under 30,000, the myth says marketing will solve all my problems or marketing is my biggest problem. And I find that's the biggest myth in the book because we default to marketing, but if we were really to turn around and look at the business in the 9% attrition and all of the things that you could be doing better and why all these clients are leaving, that's the problem, not the marketing. Yes,
we need a leaky bucket.
We need marketing, yes. The old leaky bucket, right? You pour it in, it'll never fill, right? And look, guys, you're going to lose clients. Unless you have 10 clients, you're going to lose some clients. There, you know, in 16 years, I can count on one hand. 16 years. I can count on one hand the months that we didn't lose any clients. Always lose one, sure. Two, seven. We've even lost 20 in a month. We've also signed up 30 in a month. Like it's just these cycles, these waves of in, out, in, out. And so eventually over time, you're going to come to a glass ceiling in your business. Sometimes it's 150, sometimes it's 300, sometimes it's 200. It just depends on a lot of factors. And based on your cost per acquisition and based on what you're willing to spend on marketing, not what you should, but what you're willing to spend on marketing and your standard attrition rate, you're always going to lose some percentage of people. And you're always, in order to stay even, you got to replace them. And the cost of marketing and acquiring customers are always higher. So you're just never like internally going to triple your ad spend to overcome your losses and then stay there because the next month you have more members, which means more losses.
And it's that same percentage.
It's the same percentage. So you're just going to continue to have to spend more. So there's going to come a point in time, and there's gyms in the Iron Circle that this hit them, in the last year or so, that you just can't grow anymore. The only way you can grow financially is to charge more, to sell more things, to increase rates and things like that you're, because again, going back to the attrition and acquisition formula, unless you're going to triple or quadruple your ad spend. You're going to just bring in five, lose five, bring in 10, lose 10, bring in 12, lose 12, and you're just going to be there. So in order to raise the revenue, the gross revenue, you've got to raise rates. You got to bring this Mrs. Johnson from 7 years ago up to the current 2025, 2026 rates. You've got to sell a higher ticket thing for a stretch or a nutrition program or new, you know, some type of internal transformation challenge, if you will. Again, this is when you're 5 in, 5 out guy or 10 in, 10 out guy. That's the point I'm trying to make. And so, yes, while you believe it's marketing and you should have marketing going, it's not typically the problem. The problem typically is the delivery of your operations, your attrition, and everything else inside. Imagine a place where growth is the only option and where challenges become opportunities. Welcome to the Iron Circle, the epitome of business acceleration, personal growth, and professional camaraderie. Across the country, from every corner of the fitness industry, business owners just like you have found their tribe.
And when you really think about putting these 30 heads together, well, there's probably 200-300 years of gym owner experience.
Here, we dream big and execute bigger. Our members speak of breakthroughs, of transformations, of stepping out of their comfort zones to redefine success.
We just had our highest month ever since almost 7 years in business. We're close to $46,000.
We've turned isolation into community, uncertainty into solid action plans, and struggles into growth.
We can attract those prospects, convert them to clients, have them raving about the experience of your services, even referring other clients, all while you're sleeping.
And for you to get the support and the knowledge and the experience to just accelerate up and beyond that, that's the ultimate hack.
Because together, we are more than gym owners. We are visionaries. We are pioneers. We are the Iron Circle.
Visit ironcircle.net to apply.
Yeah, it's not being able to or comfortable charging a higher value rate because the service isn't there maybe. Or, again, your attrition rates, people are falling off because, again, sometimes it's the things you can control. I mean, everybody's loses clients that they don't need to lose, right? Some obviously there's a percentage that move, that all of the life things that happen that we can't control. Take that for what it is, right? You're going to have some of that loss. But every time somebody quits that you know you had the opportunity to keep mm-hmm. them and they left for some reason, those are the ones that hurt. And those are the ones that are affecting your business and your ability to actually scale and grow.
And there's things outside our control that I don't know the answer to yet, other than having a conversation and the other person actually listening to what you have to say. The one that I'm thinking of is the GLP-1.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
We got a gym owner that came up to us and is like, we've got two of our favorite clients, the mother, daughter, been with us for years, started in the garage days. They're here with us. They love us. But they got on GLP-1s and they lost all this weight and they don't feel like they have to work out anymore because they checked the box of, I guess, weight loss.
Yeah, their pain point's gone, right?
And they don't need training anymore
in their eyes.
And I'm like, oh my God, I don't think you can change that person's mind, but you have to try because they're probably not going to listen to you. But you know, gym owners, fitness professionals, you know that they got to have that muscle. Their muscle wasting is on the, you know, they're just becoming a bag of bones and it's just going to hurt them in the long run. You know that. They just don't want to hear it.
Sure.
They don't want to work for it because they obviously went down the road of the shot, right? Which is the easy button.
Sure. Yeah. And I think that to your point though, it's an education gap, right? If the client understood that the GLP-1 is non-discretionary when it's taking weight off of you and it's going to eat the muscle, it's going to eat your fat, and it doesn't care what it's doing, right? The number on the scale comes down, but it's also negatively affecting their strength and their muscle mass and skeletal muscle mass and so forth. So I think in that one, right, the responsibility of the gym owner is making sure that they're at least educated enough to understand that and then also fill that void with the reason that we provide strength training is so that you're not experiencing that.
Yeah.
And in a
I think this
scenario.
Would be a great seminar. I mean,
here's the
other issue. You could have the information. We all have the information. We have it. And how do you get it into your client's ears and then into their brain? How do you do that? Well, It's not going to be on an email. It's not going to be on a video. They're not going to watch that. You only have so much time on the training floor. You only meet with them every, say, 30 to 90 days. You hand them a flyer that they're not going to read. You know, how do you, the challenge is, how do you get everybody in the room so you can give them the information that they can then take action on? And a seminar is a way, but you better have something in it for them. You better have wine. You better have some, you know, stuff, some snacks, giveaways, some shit like that, because they're busy. Why would they want to go sit in your gym and listen about body composition for 45 minutes? Because that's what they need to know. I mean, they got kids that take this class and or practice and all this stuff. So, like, at the end of the day, like, I don't know the answer. I know that's, you'll get some percentage of the people there. I mean, we did a whole State of the Union here, and we probably got 50% of our clients in the room. I mean, it was big news. Big news. We played it up. Something big's happening. We can't wait to tell you about it. And then we're starting to see changes happening. The freaking construction was going on. It was like all this stuff. We still got
50%. And still was only 50%.
And there was wine there, there was stuff, and we had chairs, and we had a bunch of things. And all of our coaches were there, and we still had 50%. It just is what it is, right?
Yeah.
Like, we just, people are busy. So, anyways, back to, you know, you're going to lose clients. Those are the clients that you hate to lose, the ones that you know should be with you. But the ones that move and you're just going to go.
Yeah.
Or pass away. You're going to have clients that pass away. We've had it. Man, there was an episode we did on all the craziest shit that's happened in this gym. I mean, it probably doesn't even touch some of the stories in some of the gyms. I heard about this guy. No, I don't even want to go down that road. Bottom line is this, guys. Marketing is something you need to be focusing on. But the myth is it's not. The myth is that your marketing is your biggest problem. And what I'm saying, it's not your biggest problem. It's a problem, but it's not your biggest problem.
And you could probably see that as an owner. I mean, how many agencies have you worked with over the last 2 years? Or how many different styles of ads have you run? How many different attempts at getting new bodies in the gym have you done? Has any one of those exploded your gym to the level of consistency, right? Like, put those new members in there that are still with you today, type of thing.
Yeah.
It's a requirement of business, and part of the reason, we know this to be true because we went from the agency to the coaching side. Like, we transitioned to what we do and provide for the, to you guys, because this was a big eye opener for us that it wasn't just about the marketing.
Yeah. And we could be great at marketing.
Mm-hmm.
We could be great at it. We could put people in your gym. If you can't keep them, what's the point? You're always going to need marketing. And that right there is the point that the gym owner says that marketing is the problem. And the problem is you can't keep your clients.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Anyways, put that one out there and just stir the pot a little bit for you guys.
Look at your client retention rates. Look at your average stay.
You may not be even looking at that. And that, therefore, is in one of the problems.
Yep.
The problem is you don't know your numbers, right? So take a hard look. You'll be surprised when you start looking at the data objectively and not emotionally, just looking at it like this is what it is.
It is what it is. Yep.
The numbers don't lie. So hopefully that helps you guys. That's another myth that we got to get out of your heads. If you want to get past 30,000, if you guys need help, there's links in the show notes. Love to help you. We got a great URL, gymbusinesscoach.com. gymbusinesscoach.com. Go check it out. It's our Springboro program. All right, that's it for this episode. Until next time, keep changing lives. See you on the next show. Bye. All right, thanks for listening to another episode of the Built to Grow podcast. If you want more help growing your business, join our free Facebook group, Profit Accelerator, helping training gyms grow to $30,000 a month and beyond. We'd love to see you there. Go check out the show notes for the link and keep building something great. And we'll see you in the next episode.